It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is our political analyst, Jack Lessenberry, with a look at what's been making news in our state. It was a pretty quiet week as we rang in the new year, but Governor Snyder did put pen to paper. He vetoed legislation that would have eased restrictions on air guns. Why did he do that, Jack, and how's that flying with gun rights groups?
Well, it appears that he did it on a technicality, not because he was necessarily opposed to it. This was part of a package of bills. Some of them passed both houses, but some of them didn't. And he said it would create all sorts of inconsistencies if only one set of these were passed. So they have to start all over, which I'm sure this is something the NRA has really been pushing because they don't want any restrictions on any kind of guns anywhere. Currently, if you have a BB gun or an air rifle, you need to be accompanied by an adult. Children can't use them without supervision, but this would change that. It would not classify them as firearms anymore. But there are a lot of people who think that whether you have your eye shot out by a BB gun or by a .22 is sort of immaterial, and we don't need people banging away at things. So my guess is that these will be passed again by the next legislature and the governor will sign them, but we simply don't know.
Well, the governor is expected to approve a commission that will review Michigan's criminal justice policies. Some groups are worried that criminals who should not be back on the streets will be released. Is it just about saving money, Jack?
Well, here's what I can't figure out, is whether this commission is intended to really do anything. A lot of times when politicians don't want to deal with an issue, they just appoint a commission to study it to death, and I'm afraid this may be the case here. Most people think there are too many people in Michigan's prisons. The number has come down some, but we spend way more in prison than on higher education, for example, and people wanted a package of reforms. There are a number of lifers in prison who are over 80 years old and who are unlikely to be able to do any harm to anybody, and they think these folks should be let out, and then some more people who are not really threats should be let out. But Attorney General Bill Schuette was running for re-election last year and is presumed to want to run for governor next time. Had this tough law and order platform, joined by some law enforcement people, not all, and managed to kill these bills. So my guess is that any attempt at reform is going nowhere fast, but I could be wrong. Usually commissions go labor away in the darkness for a year, produce a report, and nobody ever reads it.
Well, you may have heard a little something about the University of Michigan getting a new football coach. The confirmation that Jim Harbaugh will earn a base salary of $5 million a year came on the same day that Governor Snyder signed legislation that forbids athletes at public universities in Michigan from organizing a union. Fair or not, Jack?
Well, there's a number of different questions here. One is whether any football coach should be paid that amount of money. And, of course, with bonuses, it comes to something more like $8 million a year. But we sort of have a double standard here. And one is that the coaches are being treated as professionals. There was a time in America when coaches weren't paid, or they were paid as part of the teaching staff. But college athletes, there's this great fiction that they are amateurs, that they are scholar athletes, and of course it's illegal to pay them for their services. They get lots of benefits, but they're not paid, and so the theory is since they're not professionals, they ought not to be allowed to join a union. So you can sort of make a case for both things or a case against both things. I guess it depends on your politics and it depends on how you see the role of football in a university setting. But we also should mention, of course, that people who rushed this law through, there was really no interest, as far as I could detect, in unionizing athletes at any Michigan schools or have been at other schools. This is just another form of union bashing. And it's been passed and the governor's been signed and that's that.
Well, Jack, thanks very much. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. Stay warm, Rena.